The Tom Queeley Racing Podcast from William Hill.
Hi, I'm Tom Queeley. Hear my thoughts on all the big meetings exclusively at William Hill Radio.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Good morning, welcome along to Tom Queeley's Racing Preview. We're going to be looking ahead to day three of Newmarket's Cambridgeshire meeting, featuring the big race itself, the Cambridgeshire at 3:50. We've also got the Royal Lodge Stakes, 2 o'clock, the Cheveley Park Stakes at 2:35, and the Sun Chariot Stakes at 3:10. A great card on offer. We're going to talk some about it. We're also going to touch on Haydock, that's where Tom rides today. My name is Alex Dunn, and we'll say good morning to Tom Queeley.
Morning.
Morning, Tom. How are you doing?
Very good.
We've just spoken off air there. Obviously, you're up at Haydock today. The horse that I presume you've gone there to ride for Lady Cecil's now a non-runner, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Miss Call is now an absentee today in the 4:40. But I have a host of good rides. I'm still left with six good live chances, and it looks like I may agree to judge at some point today. I'd say Etifal is probably my best ride in the 3 o'clock for William Haggis.
Yes, that one takes a chance in the maiden at 3 o'clock. And you think that'd probably be your best bet on the card then?
Yeah, he ran a very encouraging race when he was fourth at Newbury in hot enough maiden. He's stepping up a mile, and I think on pedigree that will be to his liking. There's a few likely types in there, but I feel like he'd be my strongest chance for today.
OK then, a decent card ahead actually today, but we are going to focus on Newmarket. That's where the main action is. A great day today, isn't it, Tom?
It is, yeah. There's just obviously plenty of Group 1 action. You have the Cambridgeshire, which is an exciting race, and I mean, you can make a case for so many of them. It's wide open, and you know, it'll be interesting to see how they get on there and the impact the draw will have. You know, then you have the Royal Lodge, which often throws up you know, some classic hopes. There's interesting nursery, and you know, it's exciting stuff.
Absolutely. Okay then, we'll kick things off with the 2 o'clock. It's the first race on the card, and it is the Royal Lodge Stakes, a Group 2 contest for colts and geldings over a mile. An interesting renewal of the Royal Lodge, despite the fact that only 5 go to post. Berkshire's done little wrong in his career to date, but can he continue his progression here, Tom?
He'll be all the rage. He was an impressive winner of the Chesham, and Paul Cole's taken his time, and he hasn't been seen since then. He's had a few engagements since, but they've decided not to press on at that. He'll be all the rage. He's well thought of. Apparently, the reports have been he's been in the form of his life. He's on form. He's holding somewhat. Mark Johnson's runner, Washar's another interesting one who's going the right way, and could feature in the finish. But I think Berkshire's is the one they all have to beat, and I actually think Kingfisher, at a slightly bigger price, who was an impressive winner of a maiden, went on to not be too far behind a stable mate in a Group 3 at Leopardstown. So certainly he would have to improve, Kingfisher, but Aidan's horses often do, and I think he just could improve enough to chase Berkshire home.
Okay then, good stuff. The 2:35 is the Cheveley Park Stakes, a Group 1 contest for fillies over 6 furlongs. Always a good race this, Tom. This looks to be no exception. Obviously, you know Joyeuse very well, but Kiyoshi and French Raider Vorda look to have strong claims. What do you fancy here?
Yeah, it's very, very competitive stuff. Vorda clearly has done nothing wrong and bumped into No Name Ever in the pre-morning, so you're not going to hold that against her. Then you have, you know, Kiyoshi, who, you know, a very, very impressive winner of the Albany. Just has an inclination to run around and hang a little bit, so it'll be interesting to see what tactics Jamie takes on board her today. Then you have Giles, who is behind Kiyoshi on that clash in the Albany. Giles since has won a listed race in her own right, and you know, everybody knows about her pedigree and her, you know, she's a close relative to Frankel, so all eyes will be on her. Come to Heel has done very little wrong, and certainly looks like a filly that's on the up as well, but we, you know, she will have to be on the up and she will have to find plenty. I think Kiyoshi and Varda will fight it out, and I think Varda have been slightly more straightforward and Kiyoshi just might get the job done, but Kiyoshi has an awful lot of ability, so it'll be an absolutely fascinating race to watch.
Absolutely, a great contest in store, and Varda just edging the selection there for Tom. The 3.10 is the third race on the card. It is the Sun Chariot Stakes, a Group 1 event over a mile. Elusive Kate and Sky Lantern continue their rivalry here, Tom, following a slightly contentious Falmouth Stakes in July. Which of those do you think will emerge victorious here?
It's difficult to know. Elusive Kate and Sky Lantern, there's very little between them. I suppose things haven't gone 100% right for Sky Lantern in the past two races. Tactically, it'll be a fascinating race to watch, and hopefully they'll have a sort of a clean fight and crack at it, really. My selection would be Just the Judge here, who, at her price, represents more value than, we say, Sky Lantern and Elusive Kate. Their clash in the Falmouth is probably overhyped, and people seem to think there's very little between them. But Just the Judge has won a classic in her own right. I know she was held in the Coronation Stakes at Ascot, but I think, you know, they've given her a break. She clearly has ability, you know, and she's an improving three-year-old, and we might even see the best of her next year, so it'll be interesting to see how she gets on. I'm going to go with her. I think at sort of 6-1 she is on my paper. She represents a lot more value than probably Sky Lantern and Elusive Kate, and any one of those two could win, whereas Just the Judge might just slip in and finish second or third.
Okay then, Just the Judge actually 7-1 this morning with William Hill, so a nice price there in the Sun Chariot Stakes at 3.10. The 3.50 is the fourth race on the card, and it is the Cambridgeshire, a Heritage Handicap, over 1 mile and 1 furlong. Important non-runner here, Top Notch Tonto is out, along with Chapter 7 and King's Warrior. A wide open renewal of the Cambridgeshire, as you'd expect here, Tom. What jumps out at you in this lineup?
Well, quite a few make obvious appeal on the form book, and quite a few are fancied. I'm just noticing William Haggis seems to be strong-handed with 1, 2, 3, 5, 6 runners. Queensbury Rules makes obvious appeal. Ryan Moore, notable jockey booking. So that would have to go well. Ascription is another one who took my eye when winning well at Doncaster on soft ground, but it looks like he needs every little bit of ease in the ground. So I would imagine, unless they get a shower of rain, there'd be a question mark over his participation in the field. Graphic was impressive that last twice and slips in a nice weight of 8.13, Frankie Dettori on board. The one I like, and there's no reason why he couldn't run a cracker, it was Belgian Bill, who's a nice-looking type. He's equipped to carry the weight he has. He's got 9 stone 9, but he's a Royal Hunt Cup winner. And you don't come into a race like this with much better form than a Royal Ascot competitive handicap under your belt. And that's going to be my selection here for George Baker and Pat Cosgrave. Nicely drawn in 19. We'll certainly give Patsy an option. A Royal Hunt Cup winner at sort of, what price is he now? He's a bigger price, and you know, you're getting a lot of value for your money, and he could run very well, as is Prince Johan, who's got a massive price as well, and was a winner of this a few years ago. So, you know, surprised if he bounced back also. You know, these horses are specialists in these big handicaps, big fields, and they're equipped to deal with the tests that are thrown at them.
OK then, Belgian Bill 40-1 at the time of recording, Prince of Johanna 33s. Certainly take those two against the field, I think you'll get a decent run for your money. OK then, the next race that we'll look at is the 4.25. It's a competitive filly's nursery, and remember, looks like she'll be prominent at the head of affairs. What do you make of her chances?
Yeah, there's a lot to like about her two performances. She's she won a competitive nursery at York. Her maiden before that was impressive when she got off the mark, so yes, she certainly makes obvious appeal. The one I like is Halla Halla, who's done very little wrong. for Michael Bell last two runs. She's consistent. She's getting 5 pounds taken off her back by young Oisin Murphy, who we all know was seen to good effect when winning the Air Gold Cup last weekend. So, you know, surprises he was amongst the winners. So it puts her in a competitive sort of weight with 8 stone 2 on her back. And Michael Bell's horse are good form. So let's hope she can get the job done.
OK then. The penultimate race on the card is typically hard to predict. It's a 7 furlong handicap. We go without Birdman and Gold Hunter. There's a few different angles into this race, Tom. Which one do you fancy here? We've got Regal Dan right at the bottom, who's been really well back this morning and now heads the market.
Yeah, Regal Dan, you know, you don't have to be told how well Charles Hill's horses are running. You know, he slips in off a nice way at 8 stone 5. Andrea Zeni at that way is a notable jockey booking. You know, he's fairly rock solid and consistent. He hasn't been winning much, but he's he wasn't beaten far at Doncaster, and he's off the same mark again today, and I can't see him being far away of the remainder. Majestic Moon for Richard Fahey. His horses are in tremendous form, and it's rarely he goes to these bigger meetings and leaves without a winner. So I'd keep an eye on Majestic Moon, but I think Regal Dan is the one I'd side with, competitively weighted and consistent, and will be equipped to deal with the test of the rolling mile.
OK then, Regal Dan in the 5 o'clock. The final race is the 5.35, the lucky last on the Cambridgeshire card, and it sees Godolphin's Urban Dance attempt to maintain his impressive unbeaten record. Can he complete the treble for Mikel Barcelona?
Yeah, there's an awful lot to like about Urban Dance. Both his wins have been on the July course, both at 1.25, but he romped home the last time and drew away in good style, so been, I would say he'd get 1.5 miles on his head. He's dealt with the test of the July course, so the Rolly Mile, I suppose, a little bit more daunting, but I can't see that being a major concern. He's bred in the purple. Mikel retains the partnership. He's ridden him twice. I could see probably Marju's Quest giving him most to worry about, but he's improving fast. But, you know, he got off the mark at Brighton last time, and I think it's fair to say that you'll find the form will always be a little bit stronger at either one of the Newmarket courses. So my selection's Urban Dance for Twin for Godolphin, Mikel Barcelona.
OK then, Urban Dance in the last race on the card. Good stuff, Tom. Good luck with those picks. Good luck with those rides at Haydock, and thank you very much for your time.
Cheers. All the best.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.